having a good time with life, you know. I'm not worried about these wanksters. Posing to be gangsters.
You know how we get down up here, dog. I'm not with the gossip thing. You spit anything you want out here if you want to talk about
informants,
tension, drama, whatever. Just handle your business, man.
I mean, sir, I woke up this morning, man, because at first I didn't want to say nothing. And Rule, we didn't want to say nothing, but we just feel a responsibility to the people that they know who they dealing with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the real street niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be understood.
It must be understood, man. And what I'm holding in my hand, I'm going to leave with you, man, is an order of protection.
Uh-oh.
For Irving Lorenzo to stay away from Curtis Jackson. That's 50, y'all.
Ooh.
AKA informant, AKA I'm telling.
Wow.
You understand? So I just want everyone to get clear.
Allah.
That little incident we had at the Hit Factory, you know, he tells you about it.
A little stabbing with the butter knife.
It was a little altercation.
It wasn't nothing crazy. But, you know, I thought it was nothing crazy.
Hang on. The lights went out. A couple of locks in the sock, you know.
It wasn't nothing crazy. I'm gonna pose the question to you, star. We didn't start
hip hop did it. He's about 6'5", hangs on every corner. You know, where's Fat Farm and Sean?
Nah, but peep. What I'm gonna say is we didn't start talking crazy. Right. You know, we make hit records and we get our paper. You know what I'm saying? He starts talking crazy, so we was in the same studio. We went there, and again, it was nothing big. It was just a little scuffle.
Uh-oh.
It was nothing big.
Yes, sir.
But he felt the need, you know, to go to the cops.
And press charges.
Look, that's Irving Lorenzo.
Legal document.
That's, you know, and his docket numbers. And people out there, this isn't hatred because I'm caked up. I have no reason to hate.
Absolutely.
And also,
I keep trying to tell these niggas a hater.
These niggas is
not
crazy.
It's not a person who's financially frustrated.
And listen, I don't want no problems.
Yeah, I'm a peaceful
person. So if you're listening out there, Curtis, I don't want no problems with you. You ain't going to get no more troubles out of
Illinois.
You understand? I don't want no problems. Because my man Black Child said it the best. Who wants beef with a snitch?
Wow.
I don't want beef with a snitch because it's only going to turn out no good.
Well, hang on. So now this, I'm looking at this document. It's criminal court of the city of New York.
This is my brother Chris. That's the order protection. And here's the police report that they filed. Look, deponent is further informed by Mr. Jackson that as a result of the above described conduct, informant suffered lacerations.
Informant, y'all.
Wow. That's a head crack you just dropped on us, Herb.
That's real. 50 Cent
filed an order of protection against you and your brother.
He's a snitch.
I mean, I never went to jail. First time I ever went to jail was because we whipped his ass and
snitch.
And he went and felt the need to inform the cops.
Yeah.
You know,
let's pull up your skirt, man. Kids, we gotta interrupt the bubble gum.
The whole faggot thing, the sue thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sue.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, I'm probably getting in trouble. I'm probably making the case worse because it's still in.
Don't talk about it no more. Yeah, let it go.
I don't care though. Murder Inc. is for the people.
Yeah, no doubt.
For the people. They said I didn't even know until yesterday. But one of the other dudes was Tony Yayo, I think.
Tony Mayonnaise. Tony Mayo.
Hang on, Herb. Let me shut your mic off. You got a court case coming up.